right, here we go. We're back with another weekly helping of Mint Sauce Chronicles. I hope everyone's in good health. The format of these shows, as I keep saying, we try and release a minimum of 4 shows a month. Members get full podcasts plus download. Non-members get part one. And all new shows are released on Saturdays. So there were a nice little comment on YouTube on the trailer this Saturday. Links would be nice. Well, you don't need links. You don't need anything. Just go to a website every Saturday. It's there. You don't need anything. Nothing. But if you need an email, they just put on the website. But we do send emails, so... and reminders, so it might be good to subscribe to the website. There's no, you don't have to sort of join to be a member or anything like that. You don't have to commit to anything like that. Just you get the notification via email. Podcasts are always on sheepfound.co.uk, and we also put, or I also put part one on Podomatic, that send them out and distribute them to Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Google Podcasts, and Tapple if you're from Yorkshire. And I think there's a few more they put them on as well, but I don't know, Deezer and things like that, but I've never been on those sites, so I won't know what they are. Thanks for all the comments and emails. Sheep Farm Shop is open. We haven't got any new designs on there for a while, actually, have we? Thinking about doing some.
We're going to do the Enemies of State one.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. With me tonight, as you just heard, his dulcet tones there, is our Chris, otherwise known as Binocular Nostrils.
Good evening, Shotgun Nostrils. What's got
true
there?
If you're going, is it true if you were going to a post office, first thing they do is put their hands up?
No, that's you.
And you say, I haven't got a sawn off, it's my nostrils.
What's got blonde hair, big tits, and is banging on the gates of heaven?
I don't know.
Henry Kissinger. It was a slightly updated version of that old joke about Salman Rushdie, remember?
When the yeah. I think they used to say it about other guy. Yeah, it was not Salman Rushdie, the other guy that went missing in Beirut.
Right, I think it's been moved around forever. Yeah, I thought I'd
been moved
Kissinger
around a few times. Yeah. I have been uploading a lot of the old stuff we did back in 2021, the Boris Johnson, the Chris Whitty, Wancock, and a few others, and I keep updating them to Odyssey and Rumble, and all the Matrix videos are on there. YouTube gave us a strike on Sunday, I think it was. I put the one we did with Mark Devlin, I'd put some presentations. If you go into Odyssey and Rumble, you'll see a new version of that. It's not in podcast format, it's in they've got images behind what we're talking about, etc. Presentation format. I put it on YouTube, but I didn't even put it live. I put it on unlisted, and within 2 minutes of me sending that out to Mark as an unlisted so he could download it and going back to YouTube, they'd banned it. Medical misinformation. Medical misinformation.
Serious bots, that, innit? To catch
the Stasi. The Stasi had been out and banned it.
It is funny, innit? I was on to you about it the other day. I used to watch a guy on YouTube in the, you know, in the Wild West.
The YouTube heyday.
A guy called The Black Child, and he used to put some dynamite videos on there. I mean, if you go on YouTube, I think they're still there, Black Child uploaded, but not the stuff he used to put on. He did a beauty one, I remember, years ago watching it, and it was about, he was showing different news from around the world.
Right.
How, basically, if you think about BBC News, right, what goes on in BBC News, and you've got the spinning globes, and you've got some other things in the car, it's hypnotism. It's basically hypnotism. I mean, they've even got a frigging countdown now, haven't they? Da-dum, da-dum, when it goes down. Yeah. But it's not just the beat. If you look at all the news around the world, it's all very similar. It's all doing the same thing. It's literally hypnotizing you. And the worst one for it is sport, you know, especially American sport, you know, with all them and all the lights and stuff. Mm. And if you think about those dancing shows you know, things that are on like Saturday night TV, it's hypnotizing you. Anyway, his videos used to be brilliant.
He used to do
loads of... I used to send them to you, do you remember?
Yeah.
But things like that just vanished. But anyway, the point was, how the creep-up of banning has gone. I think people like us, you forget, don't you, that it started and then it's just got... I mean, God, all half the channels I used to listen to have gone. More than half.
Yeah. No, nobody can talk. And Ed from Out of Light were talking the other day. I think he got one. I don't think he got a strike, but it got... taken down, I think it was for something else. Sometimes they don't give you a strike. They'll actually say it's there, that they should have warned you. But when it's medical misinformation, you're off straight away. Mm. But But on his blog, Ed's blog, when he writes stuff, he embeds videos in it. And you won't know this, but behind YouTube, you can put them private, public, or unlisted, so nobody can find them. But they're actually live. So what you can do then is you can utilize them on a blog you've written, but nobody else can view them apart from people that are reading blog.
Ah, right. Right?
No, yeah, no, you can't really find them on YouTube, all right? He put them on his other site. He's got the Esoteric Detective. Hmm. He put them on that site. And like the one we did with Mark, within minutes of putting them on, two short videos of about 30 seconds long, he said, that they were struck off. He got two strikes instantly.
That's fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's the data bots have gone? I'm not going to say AI, because it's not fucking AI, is it? Data bots have just got quicker.
Well, it's not two people looking at it anyway. No. You know, it's not gone through to an office in Grimsby and the people go, oh.
Yeah, that's for sure. I've got a bottle of Pinotage Malbec.
Pinotage Malbec.
Bruce Jack. I've been at work since 7 this morning. Got slammed. Absolutely.
Right. I've been up since about 7 o'clock, Chris. Having a glass of wine. I'm having a cup of tea. Got some vitamin C. I'm going to have.
Yeah, but you haven't been working in a kitchen turning over about $2,000 worth of food.
Ah, right. So if you've been making sculptures...
Definitely need a glass of wine.
Ah, right. If you'd just been breathing, walking around normally...
Definitely need a glass of wine.
Right.
If you notice... people who like drinking can come up with any excuse.
Well, it's like smokers, isn't it? Mm. Why did it stop smoking? Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
If it weren't for these.
If it weren't for these, I'd be mad as fuck.
£20 richer a day.
Yeah. Thanks for everybody who's ordered vitamin C as well.
What, you trying to make money out of podcast now, Fire?
Well, fucking shit. I actually am waiting for. I don't know if I mentioned this last time. I put a video on of me having an ozone 10 pass treatment. Bear in mind, if you live in Southampton, you're not going to come and see me, are you? Or if you're living out of Hebrides, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm putting it out there to show people what the treatment is, basically, you know? Mm. And somebody put on, you're just like Alex Jones, you trying to sell stuff. I'm thinking, really?
The other thing you get, there's no solutions here.
You open one up then, mate.
That's one of your solutions, isn't it?
Yeah, well, my solution is health. Whether I've got it right, I'm not saying I've got it all right, but it's health. I think it can take control of your own health. And that's regardless of what sort of budget you could be on. You can only do what you could do. It'd be nice to have your own private functional doctor that lives with you and does all blood testing.
Yeah, you can only do what
you can only do what you can do
and what you're comfortable doing as well. Yeah. Because, for instance, as an example, I use aluminium free deodorant. I tried to get my missus won't use it because she says she smells like a beef burger.
Yeah, I didn't want to say out to her.
I shouldn't really paint that picture if I should have, but no. she won't use it. She won't use it.
Let's get it straight, right? You've painted a picture of her. She smells like a beef burger, and she buys anal beads.
Yeah, it's not
Chris,
fair.
What, if you married?
I know it's not fair. I shouldn't have said that. You were exaggerating, obviously.
But you did say it.
I tell you, good. I use aluminium free deodorants. The Pit Rock one's a good one. It's like a little crystal. You just rub it under your eye. And it takes a while to work, to be fair. So I can get a point. But once it works, and it costs like a fiver, it lasts like a year.
It doesn't smell like you've got boiled onions under your arms.
I don't think so, but I could be delusional, could I?
You are pissed.
I could be walking around with a fucking green cloud behind me. Yeah. But for all I know.
Pegs on the nose when they're walking past.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. But I suppose that's my answer to.
But that's
stuff.
One thing.
Yeah, but it's like there's a guy opened up. I mentioned him last time, Seb, the bio dentist. I've just been around there today. And he said, thanks for support. I said, support? I used to drive to Bedford for it. I said, you opening up round corner is amazing for me.
Oh, have they opened one up there, have they?
Well, no, he's there. He hadn't opened one up there. He's there.
You just didn't know he was there?
No, I knew he was there. I've known him for over 18 months now.
Why did you drive to Bedford then?
That would be for lockdowns and stuff like that, because there were no biodentists around here.
Right.
Yeah. He ain't from Bedford. Yeah. I've probably mixed you up there. I used to drive to Bedford to a biodentist, right?
Yeah.
Because there weren't one around here. He's been around here for a few years. I didn't know that.
That's what I just said, you knobhead.
Right, we're getting mixed up somewhere.
That's what I just said, right?
No, you just said, has he just opened up? I said, no. He's been around here a few years.
I said, did you not know you were there?
No, obviously not. All right, we've got there in the end.
Thick
So, yeah, I've been loading them up on Rumble, Odyssey, all the Matrix stuff. I'm going to... you know, I look at YouTube now and I think to myself, why am I actually supporting it? I know Ed's been through that as well. He's stopped putting his on.
A lot of people have
to do it. Yeah. Why are we actually supporting something
I still watch it fine. I still dip into it.
So do I, yeah.
Mad, isn't it? I don't know. I suppose it's just easy. Well, it doesn't help that it's on every TV as well.
No, I know.
And you can't get Rumble. You don't have a Rumble option on there, do you?
Or, no, there's no Rumble app, is there?
No.
I don't know. There is an app, but not on the TV.
You might be able to do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's clearly controlling what we consume visually.
Yeah, yeah. And also, it's limited, isn't it? It's very limited. I mean, if you're as far down the rabbit hole as we all are, who's listening now and people... it was good to hear, actually, when I went into that dentist. I was speaking to his mother-in-law, and they were asking me questions about podcast. And I was telling him, and I looked at mother-in-law thinking, shall I go into that? And she went, no, don't worry about me. I'm all over. I'm writing to all that stuff. So,
oh, really?
It's good. It's good when you hear people that are all over. I mean, I don't know how fast you were into that stuff, but
I mentioned to a guy at work. I'm guessing in his early 20s, and he said he got tapped twice. The girlfriend got tapped. And he did it to trace, I forget where he's from, somewhere in Eastern Europe, but he's got to go. He said he had to go home, and he said he was furious. He said, I'm furious because they made, you know, I want to know. And he said, how come you didn't? And I said, well, to be fair, I were already right over the fence. So I said, I were already armed, ready. I knew what were coming. But to you, I said, I can't blame you because, I mean, the propaganda machine fired at people was unbelievable. But he was furious. Yeah. I got him today. He started following us on Spotify.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
On Spotify?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever met somebody who listens to us on Spotify.
I've never met anyone who listens to us.
No. I've met a few, to be fair.
My mate's drug dealer listens to us. That's all I've ever known who listens to us. Who goes to buy weed off. That's all I've ever known
who listens to us. Class. we're talking, I think what might have got us banned was we're discussing Sonomics HEC 293.
Good. F them.
Yeah, fuck them. There are a few good, decent comments about HEC 293 as well, about it being some sort of ritual cannibalism. Somebody put a comment on there, it disappeared.
It's got us eating people.
Yeah, somebody put a comment on there, it disappeared, about that a doctor had said if there were human body parts in food or vaccines, that we'd end up with mad cow disease. What were it? Cryo-Yakov's disease, something like that, they called it. And it disappeared, did the comment. I thought it were a good comment, actually.
Do you think YouTube disappeared it?
I don't know, maybe, quite possibly.
It's a good point, though, isn't it? I mean, but if you think that's what a cannibal gets, but if you're getting a small dose of that, it could still drive you crazy, just on a lesser scale.
Well, again, going back to that, what did I mention in the last one where they give you bits of something, your body doesn't kick it out, and the hormetic protocol or whatever it was.
Slow level of it.
Yeah. Now, what that person was saying, though, was that the doctor said it were impossible because otherwise people would be showing symptoms of all this stuff. But maybe they are. Maybe dementia and all these other things is part of that process. Who knows? But they're certainly putting aborted fetus cells in vaccines, and they're certainly Sonomics. We're using aborted fetus cells part of the taste receptors in human tongues. And also, they're using rat and mice taste receptors as well.
And
forgot to mention that on there.
For raspberry. Is it badger's assholes?
That's the gland at the back, isn't it? But they're putting all these things into food. Now, we also eat, bear in mind, we also eat cow's glands. You know, they've eaten them for many years.
I mean, fight right, even if you took the taste saver bag of crisps from 2 to 10, and to get it from 2, I'm exaggerating, but from 2 to 10, you had to put aborted fetus cells in it. You'd rather have 2, wouldn't you? And I think everybody would, if they really knew.
I'd say if they put contains aborted fetus cells on that back of that Walker's crisp bag, right? Yeah. If Gary Lineker knew that it's salt and Lineker,
he probably does.
He probably does. If he knew that it's salt and Lineker, possibly in the skimmed milk contains taste receptors from aborted feet cells, do you think he'd turn down his £1 million a year Walker's crisp?
but it's the ultimate satanic trick, isn't it, to get us to eat aborted feet cells. It's the ultimate satanic trick. Do you remember? Because I remember watching videos in the heyday of YouTube again, talking about McDonald's having it in. And when you think, and I saw one video that were interesting, whether this true or not, I don't know. And it was saying, you know, the logo on like a McDonald's wrapper that says 100% beef.
Yeah.
Right. That's actually just a copyrighted logo.
Yeah.
So if you think you make a logo that says 100% beef, you didn't mean to go 100%. It just means they've made their own little copyrighted logo.
But not only that, the 100% beef, I looked into that. I did a blog on it.
It has to be cow. Some form of cow.
Well, no, because to say it's 100%, the burger doesn't have to be 100% beef. The beef has to be 100% beef.
Mm.
But beef could be beef fat.
It could be a fucking entire cow put through a mincer.
It could be eyeballs. It could be anything. You know what I mean?
And what's in the cow before the mincer? Yeah,
exactly. But there are several cells that they use. We mentioned this before. HEC293 is one of them. MRC5, WI38. And there are other ones as well that come from cell lines that are reproduced. And I think I mentioned this in that podcast.
Frankenstein cell lines.
Yeah, they're modified to be immortal.
But yeah, there's other ways to do it, isn't there? It's not necessary to make something taste nice by putting that in it.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't it strange how that person that commented, again, it was a great comment, I'm not having a go at anybody. It's strange how we will all pick and choose the expert advice that we listen to, and yet we won't believe in the same experts about the jabs. Because that expert who said they can't have baby parts in, for argument's sake, because we'd all have mad cow disease. All right, well, they can't have them in then. But they're the same people, the mad cow disease people, was Nobbed Ferguson and all these other people that were all these same experts were all involved in covering up what mad cow disease were. Mm. Who says mad cow disease were blamed on feeding bovine cow meat or cow offal or cow produce to cows? But who says it was that were causing it?
I mean, but livestock gets jabbed to fuck. It could have been
jabbed. Might have been sprayed. Sheep used to get dipped. So all these things could have just been a different chemical that they were using in the 90s that were caught in the 80s that were causing this. And it had nothing to do with them feeding. I mean, we had cows. We didn't feed them on cow products.
But also, look what they did. Because my dad did it. They got them to cash in the cows for more money than they could ever get at the market.
Yeah. Cows and sheep at foot and mouth.
Just like COVID, they paid them off, didn't they? And got them to take part. They got them to take part in it by paying them a load of money.
There's a cow. It's normally worth whatever, 100 quid. We'll give you 300 for it.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
But we've closed you down now.
Yeah.
We've bought you out. Just like Gary's Salt and Lineker. Can remember other ones as well? You won't know that there were after World Cup in '98. There were Michael Owen ones and Michael Cheese and Owen.
They didn't take off quite as much, did they?
No, they didn't take off as much as Salt and Lineker. They just reminded me of his smelly football socks, though.
I asked at work again, like I always do every now and again. I asked again.
Scare, you mean?
You what?
Scare, not ask. You scared somebody at work?
No, it was a question I asked. I've asked for the last few years. I mention it on here all the time. It's just a little update on this little vocal project that I do. And I asked a lot of, because I work with young, mainly like, you know, early 20s, 19-year-olds. There was like three or four of them together and I asked
You know what Chris keeps saying, right? He keeps saying, this young girl at work. And I find it quite...
Oh, I'll tell you what I did the other week. Lou, I told Lou when I got home, she pissed herself. Went down into change.
So now she pisses herself as well.
She got beer, anal beads.
She got burger pits, anal beads, and she pisses herself.
She's going to fucking kill me if I tell her. Yeah.
Tell her, you told everybody she was incontinent.
Yeah. That was funny when I showed her that meme.
She got a problem with the pelvic floor.
I know, I've mentioned this before. When I showed her that meme that anti-Covid did, and it slowly dawned. I saw it dawn on her face that we talked about earlier. No, I was at work, and I was in the changing room, and there was one of the young girls. You know, they were getting changed. I was getting changed, right? And she was eating the dinner, and she had her back to me, and it was obviously silent. And I thought, I've just got to get. So I started getting changed, and then I realised they had like a nasally rasp down my nose, so I was breathing like. She had a bag somewhere. I mean, I wasn't like naked, I had my undies all over. But you know, you just think, fucking hell, I've got to get out of here. This is really bad. She's poor girl's trying to eat a fucking sandwich, and some big northern darkies getting undressed behind her, breathing out of his nose.
Okay, well, I'm told those. She's got the talented Mr. Ripley there in getting changed.
Yeah. Anyway, what was the point? Where were we?
I don't know, you were scaring members of staff.
I went down again and there was someone else and I just took my fucking clothes and went into the corridor.
Went upstairs. Got changed in the fridge.
You got changed in the fridge.
No, you said you were talking to some of them.
I asked them about the Neuralink. You know, I think they're on the phone. And there was like three or four of them together, so I thought I'd ask this little pocket of youngsters. And I said, have you heard about the Neuralink? What's a Neuralink? And I explained to him, you know, Elon Musk wants to. And it's interesting because one lad who wrote.
Is this this week?
Yeah.
Because you've asked them before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done it for years, actually, years. And they asked me what it was, and I explained to them. Interesting, one girl went, no way. Literally, like, straight away, no way. They use it to track you down and kill you, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I was quite shocked. One young lad looked into the air, like, thinking about it, and went, that means while I'm working, I could watch a football match. Most of them actually say if it's tested right, I'll have it. I'd have it, which is quite scary, isn't it, really?
Well, look at that. Ironically, we're going to talk about this. Look at that. I'll wind it forward now. This is a new story in Daily Bollocks Mail.
Yeah.
Brain implant for people with head injuries is so successful that trial participants refuse to turn the device off.
Nice blatant advert in Daily Mail there.
Yeah, deep brain stimulation implant was created at Stanford University.
I thought it were Elon Musk.
Did it. Well, they're probably funding it. It aims to boost activity between regions in charge of memory and thinking.
It's funny, these stuff always start, don't they, with it can help Alzheimer's, or it can help dementia or whatever, or it can help this or that. But then there's always the real agenda, which is they want to put it into everybody.
Yeah. The deep brain stimulation implant created by researchers at CIA Stanford University that did all MK Ultra to help people with head injuries to function again, attempts to boost activity between the regions of the brain in charge of memory and thinking, problem solving, and consciousness learning.
Right, so we can now MK Ultra everybody.
I think, what's it called? What's brand name? Soul Snatcher. That. Five people, I'm only joking there, it's not called Soul Snatcher. Five people with head injuries reported they were able to concentrate, remember, drive, and get, they were driving before? drive, and get through the day without needing a nap as a result of using the device during the trial.
Why do they need a nap?
Well, they have got some sort of brain injury.
No, does that mean you need a nap? That's what I meant.
I actually think, Chris, that a lot of this, we've talked about the MMR generation or the lobotomized sheep banging pots and pans. I would say most of us, I'll include me in this, have had some kind of end all the mental illness type nonsense that people talk about. It's good to talk about it. Just get it out in the air. Go see your doctor and give you some chemicals. That most people are either brain damaged or think they're on spectrum, they're ADHD on spectrum or what have you. So when you think about a bit like the euthanasia thing, where it were seriously ill people, then it could just be someone who's having a bad day.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, where does that needle move to that they're going to set it at? And this could be the same. If you can't do this, think like a Marvel comic hero, then you need this brain implant.
Well, all they have to do is to upgrade humanity or a normal human by about 10%. Yeah. And everyone's in, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they've already said you only use, 5% of your brain. And they'll probably sell it by saying, do you want to increase your IQ or use another 0.5% of your brain?
Mm. You literally see that Brave New World where society is divided, where
it's Black Mirror, isn't it?
Won't accept it, and then there's people who are totally teched out on it.
Yeah. It's them people who've had that black box fitted in Black Mirror, isn't it? Mm. And that came out. Yeah. Wasn't there one of them where one of them took it out?
Yeah, he pulled it out. Removed. Yeah. You can see the goal here, can't you?
Yes. Well, it's total transhumanization. We'll come to some of these stories in a bit. I want to get to this one. I watched a bit of, talking of mad cow disease, right? And we'll talk about Sam Smith in a minute, but I watched a bit of football. Talking about like Brit, my young'un wanted to watch a bit of football the other day, and I said I'd come and watch it with him. I don't like watching it because of all virtue signalling, but I watched it when I was a kid. I can't spoil it for him, but I went to watch it, right? And straight away, it was Newcastle against United, and they both had rainbow armbands on, captains. And I was thinking to myself, imagine if one of them people, so that I don't know how many games there are, if everyone in the Premier League had to wear them, or it was just that one game. But I'm presuming everybody for that day, it was rainbow armband day, right? Mm. Imagine if one of them captains of all them teams in Premiership just said, no, I'm not wearing it. Imagine how much shit he'd get for not wearing that armband.
Yeah. I mean,
even if he said, I'm on side with, you know, what it stands for.
I don't want to wear the armband because I don't want to be part in that system.
I don't want to be part of it. End of career.
Do you remember Matt Landman telling us about the Pride Month? And if you take Pride Month after the I, you've got demon. And also, Pride is one of the... I'm not slagging off, you know, the gay community, if you like. But isn't it funny that they've forced this Pride? Pride is like one of the seven... It's not even the 10 sins. It's one of the 12, you know, the seven
sins. One of the deadly sins.
Yeah, Pride. It's one of the worst things. I mean, I'm not saying anything about gay people or anything because I don't give a toot. But isn't it funny that they... Because that's not... They didn't come up with that. That's a label. The rainbow and the pride thing is a label that's been created, isn't it?
It's a brand, isn't it, now?
Yeah, by whoever. You're talking about what you like to do in the bedroom. Is it necessary to
go on about it? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know. I have never met, honestly, in years, anyone who's homophobic. Who cares?
No, nobody cares anymore.
No. I think they care less about people being gay than they do about Jewish people. Mm. People, yes, in general. I mean, you do get the immigrant thing coming over, but that's a fair point in a way, isn't it? I suppose.
Mm. It's not per se about the people that are coming in. I suppose most people feel sorry for the reasons why they're coming in.
Yeah, of course they do.
Or a lot of them.
But that's another thing that just drives you crazy. Not me, by the way. But people, guilt and, you know...
Batshit crazy.
Yeah. I don't want anyone to be, you know, in trouble or homeless, but...
Yeah.
I mean, immigration's used, isn't it, as a proper divide and
conquer. All of these things are. All of these things are. What they've got, they throw all these things in, and where are you going to stick your flag? Like that captain of that football team, he had to wear a rainbow armband. Because... East flag now is in the rainbow armband.
Yeah, and if he doesn't do that, he loses his fucking paycheck.
Well, he won't. Yeah, it'll be, well, put it this way, it'll be dragged through press. But then when it went to half time and it went into like the studio, they had the guy who hosts it, they had Roy Keane, Mika Richards, all these are ex footballers, and Jamie Carragher. Carragher's that guy who spit on that young kid from that car.
Ah, oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, you remember him now, don't you?
Yeah,
Anyway. I don't think he were actually spitting, I just think he was saying his name.
Is he Scouser?
Yeah. sorry, Scousers. Yes. I apologise.
We're not in a position to laugh at
well.
We're not in a position to laugh at anyone's accent.
We take piss out of ourselves, don't we? So it matter. But they all had rainbow badges on. I don't think Roy Keane wakes up in the morning, right? Mickey Richards might, but I don't think Roy Keane wakes up in the morning and thinks, bollocks, I forgot my rainbow badge.
Where's my rainbow badge?
I just can't see him thinking about a rainbow badge.
Mrs told me that a girl at work, a black girl, started speaking Russian. Right. And obviously, Mrs. is not racist at all. She's like, ooh. She said, she looked at it and she went, yeah, no, I'm black and I'm Russian. And I said, Black Russian. Yeah. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, I would have said to her,
I prefer white Russians to black Russians.
Yeah. I used to have a, you're talking to drinks again, aren't you?
Yeah.
But I just have a mate who were half Russian, he was black as well.
Weird. Yeah. I don't know why that's so weird.
Yeah.
I just didn't think there were any black Russians.
Yeah, his mum was Russian.
Yeah, she was half Russian.
Yeah. But that got me into thinking about, you know, like charity bands and poppies and all these things. If you don't wear one of them, you know.
Yeah. I won't buy a poppy.
And I'll never buy
It's not because I hate the military or hate anyone who obviously died in it.
I sympathise with them.
Of course I do. But it's a ritual. That is a ritual badge, isn't it?
Mm.
Shula.
Mm.
And where does all that money go?
We know where it goes, Chris. In fact, most of it stays in banks.
Yeah.
It's like a money laundering operation where they launder them. They get another tax off people who, I'd say they give them guilt money by thinking, some of them do it out because I think they're doing good. Some of them do it because it's like, oh, that's it, I've helped them now. You know, that type of thing.
Well, another example of that fight is, we were talking about this at work today. And I was talking to my guys at work, Alan, and he said, you just feel guilty. And I said, you know, he goes, TV just makes you feel guilty, doesn't it, with all these charity. And I said, one thing I do not feel is fucking guilt from TV, ever. I refuse to feel any guilt about anything. I'm sorry, but I do. And he's like, yeah, but you know, they have all these, because they cause a war, right? And then literally the day after the war, there's an advert on, saying if you donate £3 a month to the kids in Hamas, Israel, we've even blown up ourselves.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, I don't buy into any of that shit. I'm sorry. I said, do you buy into any of them? And he goes, yeah. I said, which one? He said, donkeys. I said, you give money to donkeys? He's going, yeah. It's only £3 a month.
But that same donkey, they've used it on the same advert for the last 25 years. It's bound to be, it's glue also, now, isn't it? It's glue.
And also, don't you think this, right? So you've got a charity and you're asking me for £3, but you've just spent fucking 20 grand on an advert.
I know.
On TV.
And the rest.
Now, you're trying to tell me that's not a money laundering operation?
We've been through it a bit. I'd like to do a proper deep dive on charities, but time's the essence, I suppose. But these operations have billions in this country alone. I think that there were 18,000 charities. But they all use some kind of symbolism, but it is a money laundering operation.
Yeah.
Not the grassroots charities, Mrs. Miggins, who's doing it for the homeless people in, say, Halifax.
I'm going to say, if you're going to go charity, go local.
Yeah. Just do it if it's a local setup, right? Yeah. Look, I'm not on about a charity shop as part of Oxfam.
That's not local.
No. That's like saying, I'm going to go to a Nisa store because it's my local shop. You might know the guy.
They're franchises, I think.
But same thing, though. Yeah. They're owned by a massive company.
Nisa's
a massive. But anyway,
you know what I mean.
But the charity armbands are like badges. You've got to wear these badges of honour.
Mm.
Can you remember all the bands they used to put around the wrist and stuff?
Look at the cancer ribbon, wasn't it? It started off with a pink cancer ribbon?
Something like that. There's hundreds of them now.
There's like 100 of them now. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many fucking things can you take part in? I refuse to take part in anything.
I know. I know.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, right? I think I'd be religious if it wasn't for organised religion.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't take part.
I can't take part in the lie.
No.
That's the problem, right?
And also...
What is it, Chris? Let's just say you're Roman Catholic.
Mm.
Yeah. Does that mean you're an atheist for every other religion then?
No, an atheist means you don't believe in anything.
No, that's what I mean. But so you're Roman Catholic, but for all the other religions, you're an atheist.
Mm.
Yeah?
I mean...
It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. I'm not getting into religion. I'm not getting into religion.
No, but I don't know. I just believe that... I'm sure there's some good in all of it at some point, and there is a lot of good in...
The problem is what you just said there, Chris.
But it's been thwarted.
You have to believe.
But it's been thwarted by human beings as well. Yeah. Human beings have got hold of it. They've got the dirty hands on it, and they've moved it around. I'm sure Catholicism, at some point in its originality, no disrespect to any Catholics, but look at it now. Look at the Pope now. He's a bloody Jesuit. I mean, he's a hitman.
I think it was Ed. You showed me that thing that Ed did with it, the snake in that.
Like the HEC 293 thing and the snake's head in the Catholic church, in the auditorium where the Pope speaks from. They're two great things if you want to actually fire something at someone. Yeah, two great things because they can Google it themselves straight away in front of you, as people like to do.
I like seeing people's expressions when you ask them if the sun's hot.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, because it's hot. Yeah, you get burnt. So how come closer you get to it, the colder it becomes? They go, oh, yeah. Anyway.
Another good one is the months of the year. Do you think the months of the year have been messed around with? No, what are you talking about? Well, December means 10. October means 8. September means 7. And I've even got one of Lou's mates with that. And she was like, fucking hell, because she's Italian as well.
Did she actually say that?
Yeah, she was like, what?
No, did she swear?
Yeah, no, Lou said, she actually threw it back.
Did she say it in Italian?
Yeah. Pork or whatever it is. Yeah. I don't want to say it, because those swearers are horribly religious, aren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know where we're going now.
But me and Jacko were talking today about this rainbow armband thing. Not just the rainbow armband, but them little skeletons they wear for prostate and all that type of thing.
Did Jacko say 5,000 words to you and you said about 3?
Yeah, I didn't get a breath in. he said 5,000 words within... It's like one of them ticker tape things. Just like that. He must have just come off OnlyFans.
Sorry, Crap.
Yes, I'm not apologising to him.
I'll apologise for you.
Yeah, shave your hands. but we were talking about like the symbolism. Chris Thrall, I don't know if anybody's watched his stuff. He put some decent videos out.
I've never heard of him. Who's that?
Yeah, Chris Thrall. He does some live stuff. Anyway. But he interviewed Robbie Williams and Jacko had watched it, and he'd asked him about like the symbolism where they put their hand over their eye and all that type of stuff.
All right.
And Robbie Williams had said, I don't know what I'm now. He would say that if he did, but I don't know about it. It's not something that I think about. But when you think about it, right, whether they know about it or not, it's certainly a phenomenon that's happening.
Yeah.
Right? Because how many times, right, if I look through our albums from 1970s, you know, when you've got them flares on and stuff.
Batman outfit. Like,
obviously, I never wore flares in the 70s, but a cravat, I wore. But when you've got... None of us are putting his hand over his eye. I've never taken a picture of anybody that's done any of them signs, ever. No. Right?
I mean, they have got people doing the devil sign, the devil horns. That's but they've done that through rock music. That's because
people
music.
Go like that type of thing and do, you know, like a phone sign type of thing.
Peace,
they do all
peace sign.
Yeah. They do stuff like that, but I've never seen them put their hand over their eyes.
No,
like that or
no.
Make sure that, like, on them Beatles albums where their eyes are black, one eye's black. Yeah. It just doesn't happen.
It's not a natural phenomenon, is it?
So somebody orchestrates all that. And I think the rainbow armbands and all these armbands and these badges that poppies and things like that are the same type of, I don't know what they are because it's not my area of expertise, but it's that type of symbolism, isn't it? That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Because if people don't wear poppies, I remember when I were in, I suppose, corporate world, if you went to a meeting and you didn't have a poppy on, which I never did, people would ask you, where's your poppy? Or do you want to buy one? Yeah. Yeah, in your eye. Yeah. But you know somewhere I'm coming from?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's frowned upon.
If you don't give to charity, they'll look at you like you're somewhere on the end of the shoe. Yeah, no. It's like when you go out for, I don't know, something to eat, or you stay somewhere, or you're coming back on a flight and they say, yeah, £2 of that's to charity. No, whoa, no, it ain't.
Do you want to round up your thing to charity? No, fuck off.
Yeah. anyway, we move on. There's some pictures here, I don't know if anybody's seen them, I don't know where Sam Smith is, but he's in a dress here getting an award, and then he's in some other dress with high heels on, with a ginger beard.
Yeah. Thanks for sending me that, yeah.
No problem.
Bleach my eyeballs.
Matt Bajerski said he won't be able to eat his tea. He needs to go for counselling after he's seen that.
Isn't it funny that they've got... What I find interesting about that is he's a butch fella, isn't he? He's a butch-looking fella. You know, he's not... What I mean is, to dress up as a woman, he's not... a bit like Eddie.
He doesn't look that butch to me, Chris.
No, I don't mean he looks butch, but what I mean is he's not effeminate looking until he's got the dress on, if you know what I mean.
No.
So it's weird. It's like Eddie Izzard as well. You know, they're not effeminate looking people, but then they've
until they put the makeup on.
Well, he didn't look. He's kept his beard for starters.
Yeah. Yeah. Odd.
We're in fucking hell, aren't we?
I don't know where we are. Yeah. I don't know where we are.
Certain of this world.
If you look behind him, all of it is red, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything's red. I mean, he's got black clothes on with high heels, boots on.
Black and red.
Yeah. But they're not even, it's not even nice, is it?
What do you mean? If he had,
what I mean is, if a woman had
different colours on, you'd find him attractive.
Yeah, yeah. If he'd had a shave. but what I mean is, if a woman wore him, it wouldn't be even nice then.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, he didn't look right.
They're like made for women's clothes, made for blokes.
Just looks off centre and weird, doesn't it?
Yeah,
looks satanic. That's the only way to describe it.
Mm.
Black, red background. Just looks. I mean, can you imagine if you showed someone that in 80s or 50s?
Yeah.
Or
I know.
And this is the future. This is 2024.
This is what men are going to dress like.
Yeah. Fucking what? you wanna?
This is what the famous people are going to look like.
Yeah. I mean, and that also, it's Hunger Games, isn't it? That's what it reminds me of, with those big padded shoulders.
Yeah, it's like the most outlandish film you could think of.
It's just, yeah. Where are we going?
What's that time warp song? What's that off?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, it's like that, isn't it? It's that, isn't it?
Well, it's I think, beyond that fact, because this is mainstream. This is mainstream. And that's the difference. It's not cult or underground or fringe. That's mainstream, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah,
that's why rock music, giving the devil horns and all that, they were never main, but this is full on mainstream. Bizarre, weird,
odd.
I've got a 5-year-old, I just look around and just think,
what are you inheriting?
Yeah. Plus, the people that run this shit show want to kill you.
Yeah.
A load of fucking jib jabs. It's quite, well, it's enough to make you angry and make you do podcasts every week, isn't it?
Yeah. Which we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. An article Matt Landman sent over today is from CNN. CNN's headline was, "Carbon Passports, it's time to limit how often we can travel abroad."
That's not a shock, is it? That's
no, it's not.
To be fair,
they're starting to put these things out there into the ether.
Yeah, they've sowed all the seeds in the kids that you're killing the planet, and you shouldn't have any kids, and you shouldn't procreate and do what you want, and you should feel constant guilt over the fact that you're just existing.
Yeah,
and then they fire this out. So there'll be people who read that and go, "I'm not going abroad anymore because of my carbon footprint."
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck off. Refuse to feel guilty. Refuse to feel guilty.
Right, yeah. Interestingly, on the CNN story, it said, "Editor's note, the views expressed in this commentary are solely those of the writer. CNN is showcasing the work of The Conversation, a collaboration between journalists and academics to provide news, analysis, and commentary. The content is produced solely by The Conversation." So I thought, who's The Conversation?
What's that?
What is that? So it's a website. The Conversation site publishes fact checks that are produced by academics from major universities, then blind peer reviewed by another academic who comments on the accuracy of the fact check. In 2016, the fact check unit of The Conversation became accredited by the International Fact Checking Network. Remember that one?
Yeah.
An alliance of fact checkers hosted by the Poynter Institute in the US. The assessment criteria require non-partisan, fairness, transparency of funding, sources and methods, and a commitment to open and honest corrections.
Bloody hell, talk about covering your ass.
I mean, Each regional or national edition of The Conversation is an independent, not-for-profit or charity funded by various sources as partnered, universities, university systems, governments and other grant awarding bodies, corporate partners and reader donations.
This is the world we're in, the corporate bullshit, just talking it over. You can't just make an article, you've got to explain it all the way like that.
So from that story there, right, that's just a headline, and that was under the headline, right? You've now got several organisations or several areas where this thing is funded by. So when a story goes into the news, for argument's sake, whether it's a blog like this, quite an innocent-looking The Conversation by academics and journalists, it's on the surface to normies, it's innocent. But then when you look underneath it, and you don't have to scrape right far, to see who funds all this stuff. I'll just read a few.
So they're basically saying that article could be absolute bullshit. But is that what they're saying?
Well, what is it? This CNN are copying out the editor's note there. That's the editor's note, right?
CNN are not really
claiming it's their article.
Claiming it's true.
Yeah. But that doesn't matter. They've put that into their mainstream news. Whether this was
so
read out.
If we put one of those caveats under our podcast, can we put it on YouTube?
Yeah, no, YouTube will ban us. So the founding partners are Cardiff University, Durham University, I'm reading a few out here, The Open University, Aberdeen University, Sheffield, Salford. It was founded in Australia by a guy. I didn't bother looking into the back of him. But there's organisations that are partnered up with this organisation. It's, we're going here, there we go. I'm just going to share that with you. You see that? So these are all the organisations that are partners with it, Chris. Too many to read out. There must be 40 or 50 universities there, just in Britain alone, Oxford University, University of London, Leicester, Hull, Huddersfield, Greenwich, Stockholm, Kiel. You know, I'm just reading these out as it.
So everyone bought into that, and so they can therefore tell all their students that story.
Well, let's face it, right? If you're one of these professors at that, as we found out with the 2020 nonsense, if you put a story out, say you're at Kiel University, somebody at Newcastle University, are you going to put it out to a total stranger, or are you going to ask your mate to review it? Or is it going to be independent, Chris?
He stinks of the Lancet, doesn't it? You know, that kind of... It's got to be peer-reviewed. It's not peer-reviewed. Yeah. It didn't mean anything. So basically, you can't have an opinion about anything unless it's been peer-reviewed by
A guy who's getting the same grants as you.
Yeah, by a bunch of knobheads who's doing what he's told. And if he didn't do what he's told... He's
or a woman or a they.
Or a they or whatever.
Yeah. But I mean, these are... But then I looked... Who else are the partners of this? And loads, Apple News, media partner, PA Media. Now, PA Media, I'd come across them before. They're a corporate partner of this, The Conversation. I've never heard of I have actually come across The Conversation in some of the other research, but I never looked into them. And I'm sure most people have never heard of them.
But how clever to call it The Conversation, so you don't think that's a group. You just think it's just a conversation.
It's a clever name, clever branding name. Bernays would be proud of that. Wouldn't it? So PA Media are a corporate partner. Now, PA Media, nobody's heard of PA Media. Just sounds like a small... But it used to be the Press Association.
Right.
Yeah? It's a multimedia news agency and the national news agency of the United Kingdom and Ireland. It's part of PA Media Group. A private company with 26 shareholders, most of whom are national and regional newspaper publishers. The biggest shareholders include the Daily Mail and General Trust. I think they've got a £5 billion endowment. I might be wrong there. News UK and Informer. Now, what were interesting were the Daily Mail General Trust is the chairman of that now is the 4th Viscount Rothermere. Now, we've come across this guy a lot, and he's the chair of the controlling shareholder of the company. He's related to Viscount Norcliffe, who was part of the Daily Mail and stuff like that, going back. And he was, during World War One, he was director of enemy propaganda in 1918. And he died at Carlton House. Carlton House is where the Information Research Department was run from, Chris. You know, Orwell stuff and what have you. And MI6.
Right.
And so these are the funders of that one story there, right? That we've been looking at there. They're the funders of that.
Nothing to see here.
No. I didn't show you that actually, did I? I'll show you all these
Bloody hell, yeah.
Yeah. So they're all those universities that fund all this shit that we're getting that's getting pumped out.
But it's, they get them at the universities, though. That's when they get them early and brainwash them early, indoctrinate them early. And you're going to get a qualification for being indoctrinated.
Yes. And also who own PA Media is News Corporation, Murdoch's. They're linked to intelligence and deep politics and all sorts of stuff. And another company called Informa PLC, which is a British publishing business intelligence company. So again, going back to behind that story there, some of the headlines that these lot are pumping out, the climate change we caused is here for at least 50,000 years. Now, I know that...
fucking insane, mad bastards.
And this is one of the stories. Now, that's been published by, if you can see just down at the bottom of this page here, the University of Leicester.
Sees a boiling fire.
Yeah.
They're insane, aren't they?
That guy, that person there, Jan Zalewesk, and Colin Waters, University of Leicester, who published that news article there. I'll guarantee if you looked into that University of Leicester, or them people there, they're getting funded by some NGO somewhere.
Disgusting, isn't it? Fucking disgusting. Climate change we caused is here for at least 50,000 years.
Yeah, and you've got young,
you've got some youngster at university doing, you know, environment or whatever, and they're being brainwashed with this shite.
But these are the stories then that the CNN are putting out there. Do you see that CNN story there? Are putting out there, showing people pictures of people going through an airport. Just going on a holiday. Now you're meant to feel guilty for going on a holiday.
These kids at college, they're embedding that guilt in them at college, you know, and then they become, you know, stop oil people or whatever, and they go mental, you know, they act like lunatics.
So this Jan Zalewicz, or whatever he's called, he's a paleontologist. So he's allowed to write stuff like this. These people are coming up with theories. How would they know, right?
How could you know what's going to happen?
How could you say that statement there?
Unless you're Brian Cox, you can't possibly know what's going to happen in 50,000 years.
Yeah. How can you say that? Because none of it's come true.
And probably far longer.
Yeah. But none of it's come true. All of the predictions that they made, none of it has come true.
Never come true. Nothing. Ever. And Nob had got an Academy Award for it.
Yeah.
And made a sequel. None of it came true. How does that work? Oh God,
I don't know. They also did a story. Why are people still flying to climate conferences by private jet? Which, you know, that's a great comment. Why are they flying on any jet? Does it have to be private? Right, what's the difference?
If I'm honest, I can give a shit what they fly on. Just don't tell me what I can do.
It's a piss take. That COP28, 70,000 delegates went from 200 countries. To Dubai, that produce oil. So what do you think Dubai are going to do? Stop producing oil?
To Dubai, which is literally in the middle of a desert and it's sufficient on its own.
Yes.
It's definitely not an energy-saving kind of country.
No. There were another... Was it on this one? So they've got a health section as well, pushing childhood pneumonia. Anyway, I'm not going to go on there. But one of the stories I saw was how conspiracy theories can affect communities they attack. New research.
Attack.
Scientists have learned a lot about why people believe in conspiracy theories and how they harm society over the past couple of decades. Yet little is known about the groups targeted by conspiracy theories feel and behave.
Unbelievable, isn't it? There's definitely no targeting. There's definitely no attacking. It's just not doing what we're told, basically.
I think when you look at some of these companies, I mean, that were just a couple of companies. I didn't look at the NGOs that were funding them or anything like that. And you've never even heard of these. But that one story in CNN that Matt sent over, right, that one company, The Conversation, or NGO, whatever it is funded by the media companies and the people that are peer-reviewing the stories. Mm. So if you work for Keele University, you're not going to slag off Coventry University or Melbourne University or whatever universities are there, because you're all funding the same thing.
Mm. It's like a secret club, like an open-air secret club, isn't it, really, where you can't actually slag off your mates, otherwise you get ousted.
I'd like to know how many articles are put through and how many of them I said, no, it's sort of bollocks that. But we've reviewed it and it's bullshit. I'd like to know how many get knocked back. Hmm. You'll never get to know those figures, will you?
No.
There'll be no log of them or anything.
Yeah.
Because they won't want you to know that all of them are accepted, all of them are peer-reviewed. So if you peer-review it...
All of them are orchestrated as well.
And all of them are orchestrated. Because if I say to you, right, make me a model for a pot, whatever, sculpture. But this is what I want it making like, and these are colours I want you to use. And it's green, blue, and whatever, right? And you come back with something bright yellow, the chances are I'm going to say I don't want that.
Mm.
And that's how funding works.
Yeah.
We want you to... We want to look into... I remember watching on the Great Climate Hoax, or whatever it was called. God knows why it was on Channel 4. In the 2000s, but it was. Sometimes it's just
maybe
on there,
just telling
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one guy we're on, he said, this is how people get funded. A university professor goes to the university or the funders and say, I want to look at squirrels and how their habitat and how they're being bullied out by the grey squirrels or whatever it is. And they go, well, there's no money for that. And they go, all right, I want to look at red squirrels and see how climate change has affected them. There you go, there's £1 million.
Ching.
Yeah. So you can't come back and say climate change isn't affecting them anymore, because now you've signed up to that NGO, which is like a venture capitalist, giving you that money to come back with the answer that they want to back up why they're getting funded.
Mm. But this is like the new world we live in. It's not a world with...
Huxley's New World Order.
It's not the fascist boot on your head in 1984. It's
the guilt boot.
Yeah, guilt and democracy and... box ticking, you got to tick these boxes to make sure you get ahead.
Mm.
That's what they're fucking destroying us with, isn't it? Not kicking us in the face like they used to.
Yeah, and this Daily Bollocks article here, the last decade was the hottest on record. Figures reveal, as scientists warn, we are losing the race to save our melting glaciers.
Is it me, right? Or when you say that headline, do you just feel an instant reaction of anger?
Yeah, you do start getting annoyed.
Yeah.
Because, again, we've said this before.
It's just lies.
Out there, nothing right, but lies. The fields are on fire, the green. You could grow stuff out there, right?
Do you know what I was thinking, Fatty? I grew a massive pumpkin in my garden this summer, right? And I've got all the seeds from the pumpkin. I'm just going to fucking plant them all everywhere.
Yeah. See if pumpkins just grow.
They will. I'm just going to plant them everywhere. I'm going to plant apple. I'm actually just going to plant things in the wilderness. And if no one notices, I'll just go and pick them myself. Why do you have to have a fucking allotment? I've got an allotment, but just plant things everywhere.
The world is your allotment.
Exactly. Just why not? Just there's a massive field around the back of my house. Just go and plant a load of pumpkin seeds.
Mm.
Pretty sure you can't get done for it.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Or boiled onions.
Just for shits and giggles, as they say.
Well, why does it have to be the last decade was the hottest ever?
It's not true.
Well, let's just say it is again. Why not embrace it?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, why not embrace it? Yeah,
I'm gonna start a vineyard in Cambridge.
Yeah. The rate of climate change surged alarmingly between 2011 to 2020, experts say.
Experts.
Read more.
Who are these experts for?
Well, again, they don't have to tell who the experts are. They just have one Brian Cox in there saying it's this, that, and other with a graph. Mm. That's all they have to do, don't they?
I'm an expert.
Yeah. We're losing the race to save our melting glaciers. Apart from Yakutsk and Omayakon in Russia, because it's fucking minus 80. Apart from that glacier, apart from them.
Yeah, but fine, that's why it's minus global 80. Warming. It's global changing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I forgot.
It's not warming. It's not ozone. Ozone's an 80s thing. Forget about that.
The coldest city in the world, minus 80 last January.
How does that fit into the little global warming climate change scheme?
We're saying Russia, so it's a lie, isn't it?
All right, okay. Yeah. Fucking Russians lying.
Siberia is just a lie.
All those black people in Russia lying.
No, yeah. On this last one, we'll just talk about this last one. Outrageous transgender women take gold and silver medals at the Illinois Cycling Championships.
Do you know what I always think of that, right? And I might have mentioned this before, but if you're a guy who's changed into a woman and you win that race, do you go home and think, yes?
You're a cheating twat.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Why? But what I don't get is, why is that girl in there?
What do you mean?
The girl that's come third. Why has she entered? Why didn't she just say, shove your medals up your ass?
Well, she might have got to the point.
Or maybe that's a new sexuality as well.
Well, you've never heard of medals up your ass?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
But she might
take over from Anal Bead.
She might have got to the point and thought, you know, this is so ridiculous. Before the race starts, surely they're going to stop it. And then she ends up...
And she's 2 miles behind.
Well, all fucking massive.
I mean, there's no way they're getting away with that in Lycra shorts, are they? They've got Lycra shorts on.
I know.
You know.
Legs like tree trunks.
Legs like tree trunks. Pair of nads like bloody cow at Yorkshire Shore.
Yeah, pair of dog's bollocks swinging behind them.
Purple ones. Like a bit Knowsley Safari Park.
But how do you go home, right, after thrashing all those women and fucking, you know, just say, oh,
well,
yeah.
They look happy, don't they?
Yeah, I won. I beat everyone. I beat all those.
They don't go straight home, Chris. They go for the nails doing.
Oh, my God.
But they don't even look like women.
No.
What I mean is, they've just entered, the two blokes that have entered, right?
And said they're women.
The women, they've had some eyeliner on. They're not women, they're just two gay guys.
Yeah. And they've been allowed to get away with it. That's the scary thing. Because if you say anything about it, you're against LGBT, whatever it is.
Yeah. Theresa Johnson and Evelyn Williamson, both biological men, continued their pattern of dominated women's cycling competitions over the weekend. Big Tezza. And Elvis Williamson. They took gold and silver medals, respectively, at the Illinois State Cyclocross Championships, leaving just about one biological woman on the podium. The continued destruction of women's sports by transgender athletes infuriated women's advocates who voiced their outrage with the situation. If you think about it, right, you know, all the women's libbed stuff, it's sort of thrown that on its head, hasn't it, now? Mm. Because blokes sort of go along with the women's lib stuff now, but now transgender blokes can enter women's races and beat them. Yeah. By miles at swimming or whatever. They can even go into women's changing rooms and get changed with them.
Yeah.
And it's all about male transvestites. Very few female transvestites.
You never hear it. You never hear the female version of it.
I mean, you do hear about it, but in fact, there's one story here I want to just hit on. I said that last one, but this one here. Primary schools are told This was another story, but it sort of goes into that. Primary school girls are told that men have periods too.
That's definitely not true.
Celia Hodson of Hey Girl Sanitary Products. There's a picture of her here with our friend. He ain't got his pearl necklace on. Richard Branson.
Right.
Oh, his mum sold it, didn't she?
Is that a fella or a woman?
That's not a woman, that. That's Branson. A woman. That is Celia Hodson of Hey Girl Sanitary Products.
Right.
Hey Girl's founder, Celia, is a multi-award-winning entrepreneur and period poverty campaigner.
Period? What does that mean? Period?
That's not... When you say period, don't mean an era. It's actually a monthly cycle.
Right. Period poverty campaigner.
Yeah. So she's passionate about social enterprise, helping businesses to drive change and giving back. She founded Hey Girl CIC with the aim of eliminating period poverty in the UK. The social enterprise launched in 2018 with a buy one, get one free business model and has since donated 6.2 million period products to people in need. So what she's saying is that girls who are from poverty can't afford to buy pads, tampons.
I didn't realise that were a thing.
Well, maybe, but she's developed a model that gives you buy one and get one free. But that's just buy one and get one free. And she's not really invented a model, has she?
No, that's
it's like going to get your dry cleaning done, isn't it?
It's been done in Poundland.
Yeah.
Weatherspoons do it.
Exactly. I don't think she's really invented...
Yeah, she's not that entrepreneurial, is she?
No, she's not invented the buy one, give one business model, has she?
No, she just made discounted tampons.
Yeah, she has. Yeah.
So that's it, basically.
Apparently they're recycled.
Nice.
And I'm not joking there. I read another article. There were more to the story.
Well, I suppose when they say recycle, to be fair, when they say recycle, it means from recycled cardboard or whatever.
Yeah. But primary school girls told men have periods too. Furious female sanitary firm pushes confusing and harmful claims on girls approaching puberty.
They're telling girls in high school that men have periods.
Yes.
Are they off the fucking rockers? What are they talking about?
Hey Girls claims not all women have periods and some men have periods.
Right.
I'll tell you what we'll do, girls, right? I want you to sit on this in this James Bond bubble and we're going to spin it round at a million miles an hour, feeding you full of this shite into your head.
Fucking hell. Men have periods.
There's a better phrase to use, though, Chris. People have periods.
All right. Yeah, well, that makes more sense to me, actually.
Yeah.
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 God.
When we're talking about menstruation... People have periods.
Well, that's why it's called menstruation.
Yeah.
Because men do it. It's not called birdstration.
No. Yeah, I don't think you say bird anymore.
All right, sorry. Apologise. Yeah.
Gender and diversity. This is what they do. They sell all this stuff. So why is it? Why when they show pictures, do they all have to be in like hot pants and stuff? Why can't they just wear clothes? Why do they have to walk around in hot pants?
Ooh, I can't see these images you're talking about.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to have to share.
I don't mind. I don't need to see it.
No, you do
I
want to see it. Right. I can't live on my own. You not seeing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's true. Yeah, why do they have to look sexy? Because
showing schoolgirls these stuff. Why do they have to walk around with boob tubes on and hot pants?
Yeah.
Waving flags.
One of them's got a Ukraine flag.
Why don't you get on with your life?
Oh, God. It's like they're just trying to bore everyone to death, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So people who have periods, Chris.
Right.
Is a phrase that accounts for every human who has a menstrual cycle with bleeding.
If you're a bloke, it's physically impossible. Even if you've had your knob cut off, it's impossible.
But that depends what a man is now, Chris. That depends how you describe. You're describing the old man, the washed up, used, beyond itself, past its sell by date man.
Yeah. Well,
real man.
Cock and balls, man.
Yeah, and a real woman.
Cock and balls. No, but it is that simple, isn't it? Without being horrible, it's a clown show, isn't it? You don't.
The whole thing's a clown show.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to go there. We'll leave it at that one. If you're going to join us in part two, we'll see you over the fence. If not, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.